The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. Oh God, I thank you that I'm not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner, was what he said. Simple, sincere. When God mixes with us, or when we allow God to mix with us, or we open ourselves to mix up with God, great things happen. Great things happen when God mixes with us. Great things happen when God mixes with us. Great and beautiful, wonderful things. Great things happen when God mixes with us. Some find life, some find peace. Some people even find joy. Some see things as they never could before. And some people find that they can now begin to trust. Great things happen when God mixes with us. Great things happen when God mixes with us. Great and beautiful, wonderful things. Great things happen when God mixes with us. The story of the Pharisee and the tax collector is the story of each and every one of us in one way or the other. I'll tell you a story. It was Thanksgiving weekend, and two brothers, one 9, the other 11, going to 12, decided to visit their grandparents. They were brought up in the very rich Catholic tradition, so it was night prayer. And the two of them knelt by their bedside and were praying. The younger one raised his voice and was very loud. And he said, Lord, I want a new bicycle and a new skateboard. He was very loud, so much so that the older brother said to him, Grandma is sleeping. We are praying to God. God is not deaf. Why are you shouting? Lower your voice. And he said, I know God is not deaf, but grandma is hard on hearing. So it wasn't about praying to God. It was about letting grandma know his needs. Same is the story with the tax collector in today's gospel. The gospel readings of today is inviting us to evict the Pharisaic nature in us and revive the publican, the life of the publican in us. How do I mean? What do I mean? We become proud, like the Pharisee, when we brag about our achievements, giving no credit to God or to those who have helped us. Listen to what he said. I fast twice a day. I pay my tithe. I do this. I am not like the other man. We become proud when we seek praise and recognition from others for our accomplishments. And more importantly, when we degrade others with insensitive comments, hurting their feelings. The scripture tells us he despised the other man. He despised the other man. On the contrary, Jesus is challenging us today to imitate the publican, the tax collector, by acknowledging our total dependence on God, that all blessings come from him, and also by being sensitive to the needs of others. Prayer is not a show off. It's not to say that we must not be vocal in our prayers, but when we pray and we become like those who feel we know a lot of English language, we know grammar. No, it's not about that. It's from the heart. It is an encounter which should bring us peace. I'll try to relate the story into this gospel with the sacrament of reconciliation and draw three lessons from it. You know, when we come to the sacrament of reconciliation, to confession, to the sacrament of penance, one thing we must do, which the two people in today's gospel did right, was to go to pray. They went out to pray. One with the best intention, the other with a selfish intention. So when we come to confession, it is prayer. Confession is prayer. And when we do this, we open our hearts and let our hearts pour out our heart content, or let our lips pour out our heart's content. It is prayer. It is an openness that leads us to an encounter that brings us peace. But like I said, three things that happens when we come to the sacrament of penance. One is the danger of pride. Second is self-righteousness. And the third one is the humility we must exhibit. The danger of pride. Some say, why should I go confess to a mortal man like myself? He's just a priest, he's just human. I shouldn't go confessing to him. Yet Jesus tells us in today's gospel, the last statement, only those who humble themselves will be exalted. Only those who humble themselves will be exalted. Pride closes the door of mercy, whereas humility opens it. Just open yourself to God's grace. When we go to the sacrament of confession or penance, God mixes with us. When we open ourselves, God mixes with us. The second lesson we learn from today's gospel is self-righteousness. When you come to confession, it's not a place to justify yourself or blame others. Oftentimes, people want to arrogate, blames to others, not to themselves. It is a place of honesty. The Pharisee in his prayer announced his goodness and condemned others. Sadly, many of us do the same before God. Some stay away from confession because they presume they are righteous. I don't have any sin to confess. There are sins we commit unknowingly. But if God were to reveal the true state of our hearts, we will see how deeply we need his cleansing. The proud never see their sin. The humble always see their need for God's grace. Am I proud, not looking at my faults? Or am I humble, looking to acquire God's grace? Thirdly, the humility of the tax collector is a lesson for us. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Simple, sincere, an act of contrition from the heart. When we come to confession with humility, honesty, and true sorrow, we go home justified. The publican went home justified, fulfilled, because he came with sincerity, honesty. May we always be among those whose hearts are humble and contrite, so that our prayers may rise like incense before God. I'll tell you a story, finally. A very famous heavyweight boxer once said, "When you are famous, when you are great, it is hard to be humble. But one day I learned to be humble." And he shared his story. So one day he went on an airplane and the air hostess said to him, "Fasten your seatbelt." And he said, "Do you know who I am? I sting like a bee. And I what? Float like a butterfly. I am a superstar. I don't need to fasten my seatbelt." And the air hostess said to him, "If you are a superstar, you shouldn't be on this airplane. You should fly." And he said from that moment, he began to pay attention to details. Yeah, if he truly was a superstar, he wouldn't need the airplane to fly. He would just fly on his own. And that changed the narrative of his life. He opened himself to God's grace and God mixed with them. When we open up to God's grace, two things will happen. Either we find joy or we find frustration. Great things happen when God mixes with us. Great things happen when God mixes with us. Great things happen when God mixes with us. Great and beautiful, wonderful things. Great things happen when God mixes with us. Some find peace, some are disturbed. Some people even find joy. Some see their lives as they never could before. And some people find that they must now begin to change. Great things happen when God mixes with us. Great things happen when God mixes with us. Great and beautiful, wonderful things. Great things happen when God mixes with us.